One of two embattled former prime ministers of Bangladesh has left the country. Sheikh Hasina flew out of Dhaka Thursday, a day after the army-backed caretaker government granted her an 8-week release. Hasina is to undergo medical treatment in the United States for hearing damage she suffered during a 2004 assassination attempt. Prosecutors say legal proceedings against her, mainly dealing with alleged corruption, will continue in her absence. The Awami League is the largest political party in Bangladesh, and Hasina, the daughter of the country's founding leader, is its matriarch and dominant figure. Former Commerce Secretary Tofail Ahmed says the party will be able to function effectively while she is out of Bangladesh.
In her absence, the main leadership of the Awami League's decision-making body, Presidium, of which I am also a member, will decide jointly, and definitely wherever Sheikh Hasina stays, we will try our best to take her advice, to take our decision, and I think the party will be conducted very nicely. It will not be any problem.
Before her departure, Ms. Hasina is said to have spoken on the telephone for 30 minutes with the head of the caretaker government, Fakhruddin Ahmed. A government advisor told reporters that the interim leadership is now engaged in a formal dialogue with the Awami League to pave the way for elections. Hasina's rival and two-time former Prime Minister, Khaleda Zia, the head of the Bangladesh Nationalist Party, remains in jail on graft charges. She has refused a similar offer to be granted parole for treatment of her medical ailments if she would go overseas. Some political analysts suspect the interim government wants to keep the two women, known as the Battling Begums, out of Bangladesh until after December elections for parliament. Ministers of the emergency government, backed by the army, have said they want to depart by the end of the year and hand over power to successors selected as a result of democratic elections. Chaos and street violence in 2006, blamed on the followers of the two major political parties, led to a state of emergency and prompted the military to give its blessing to an extended tenure for the caretaker government. Steve Herman, VOA News, New Delhi.